Fourth, unusual and extraordinary deaths. How can death be wonderful and extraordinary? If we take a moment to think this through carefully, we will see that death is naturally a wonderful thing. When we have a correct understanding of the Buddhist teachings, we will see through death's cloak of mystery and be completely at peace with both life and death. Chan Master Fen Yang Shan Chao stated it well when he said, "One lives for all beings and dies for all beings." There is a great story about the way in which Chan Master Shan Chao passed away. When Master Shan Chao was alive, there was a powerful magistrate by the name of Li Ho. Li had always wanted Master Shan Chao to become abbot of Cheng Tian Temple, and so he offered the position to the master on three separate occasions. Because the Chan master continued to deny his offers, Li became so furious that he ordered a messenger to pay the master a visit and personally escort the monk to the temple. As the messenger was about to set out, the magistrate told him explicitly, "Listen carefully. If you don't come back with the master, your life will not be spared." The messenger was petrified. He went to the Chan master and begged him to come to Cheng Tian Temple. When Master Shan Chao learnt of the messenger's predicament, he realized he did not have much of a choice. He gathered all of his disciples together and lamented, "How could I leave you behind and go to become the abbot of Cheng Tian Temple? But if I take all of you along, you won't be able to keep up with me." One of the disciples went up and said, "Master, can I go with you? I can walk 80 miles a day." Master Shan Chao shook his head and sighed, "That's too slow. You won't be able to keep up with me." Another disciple called out, "I'll go. I can walk 120 miles a day." The master shook his head again and said, "Too slow. That's too slow." The disciples looked at each other in confusion. They all wondered, just how fast could Master Shan Chao travel? At that moment, another disciple quietly came forward. He bowed to the master and said, "Master, I understand. I'll go with you." The master asked, "How far can you walk in a day?" The disciple replied, "I can walk however far the master walks." Hearing this, Master Shan Chao smiled and said, "Very good, let's go." Smiling and without as much as a stir, the Chan master sat down on his Dharma seat and died. The disciple who had volunteered stood respectfully beside the master and died as well. It is truly liberating to be able to leave the world in this way. Chan Master Depu of the Song Dynasty was equally carefree when he passed away. One day, he gathered his disciples around him and said, "I'm about to go. I'm not sure how you plan to make offerings to me after my death, or how I will be able to come back and enjoy them. That said, why don't you take advantage of my being alive so I can enjoy the offerings now?" Though the disciples felt their teacher was acting strangely, they did not dare disobey him. They joyfully prepared the offerings and paid their respects to their teacher, thinking it was all a joke. None of them could have guessed that, by the next day, as soon as the snow stopped falling, Chan Master Depu would pass away. Some of you might think that it is very strange to have a funeral service for someone before he has passed away, but it is actually quite humorous and practical. An old Chinese proverb states, offering a drop of water to a person while he is alive is better than offering him fountains of water after he dies. In the same light, children should be respectful to their parents while they are alive instead of giving them an elaborate funeral service after they have passed away. Chan Master Zong Yuan of the Song Dynasty was also able to view death as a kind of liberation. He was 83 when he attained enlightenment and was attached to neither life nor death. When he felt it was time for him to leave the world, he did so with grace and dignity. He even composed his own eulogy. In this world, no one lives beyond their time. For after death, we will all become dust in the grave. As I am now 83, I write this eulogy to bid my body farewell. The manner in which Chan Master Xin Kong passed away is also legendary. During his time, there was a ferocious bandit by the name of Xu Ming. Xu Ming had killed many people and caused a great deal of suffering. Chan Master Xin Kong could not bear to see the villagers suffer, so he decided to go and plead with the bandit. Though he realized that his life was in great danger, he did not fear. As he ate his meal with the bandit, he wrote this eulogy for himself. Faced with calamity, in the midst of upheaval, I am a jolly and fearless fellow. There is no time more perfect than now. Cut me in half, if you please. Master Xin Kong's compassion and courage converted the bandit, and many lives were saved as a result. Later, when the master realized that the end of his life was near, he announced that he wanted to pass away while floating down a river. Master Xin Kong then climbed in a tub with a small hole in the bottom and set the tub afloat with a flute in his hand. The tub floated down the river amid the music of the flute, and the master passed away. Master Xin Kong also left behind a poem on why he chose to leave the world in this manner. Liberation while sitting or dying while standing cannot compare to a water burial. First benefit, save on firewood. Second benefit, no grave to dig. Let go and set off. How happy and wonderful. Who truly understands me? The monk Xuanzi. At the turn of the century, there was a monk in Rangoon, Burma, by the name of Miao Shan. In 1934, Miao Shan became ill from heat stroke and malnutrition, and huge boils grew on his feet and back. Even so, he continued to make prostrations on the hot cobblestones to the Buddha. The boils opened up and became infected, oozing with pus and blood. Still, he was unfazed by his condition and refused medical treatment. He would not even take a bath, and nobody knew what to do. On the day of his death, one of his disciples again suggested to him that he should take a cool bath. This time, the Venerable nodded and replied, "I'm glad you asked me to bathe. It's time." With these words, he went into the bathroom and happily took his bath. The disciple, who was worried about the Venerable, stood by the door and urged him to take a really good bath in order to cool his body off. The Venerable chuckled and replied through the door, "I know. I must wash carefully. After this cleaning, I'll never need one again." Several hours passed. The disciple could only hear the sound of running water, but the Venerable was nowhere in sight. He pushed open the door, only to find that the Venerable had passed away. Miao Shan was still standing, but his heart had stopped beating. When we can let go of our attachments, we too will no longer fear death. There are many more examples of Chan masters dying peaceful deaths. Chan master Dan Xia Tian Ran died while leaning on his walking staff. Venerable Hui Xiang died while kneeling down with a sutra in his hand. Chan master Liang Jie of the Tang dynasty had complete control over the timing of his death. He was asked to stay alive for 7 more days and did so. Chan master Yuan came back to life after he had been in his coffin for 3 days. Chan master Guiling Chen Can once asked his disciples, "Do you know what soundless samadhi, meditative concentration, means?" When his disciples answered their master in the negative, the master closed his lips tightly and died instantaneously. The ways in which famous Buddhist layman Pang Yun and his family passed away were even more varied and fascinating. His daughter Ling Tao sat in her father's chair and passed away, while Pang Yun lay himself down to die. When his son, who was working in the fields, heard of their deaths, he set down his plow and died while standing. When Pang Yun's wife saw that all of them had passed away, she walked to a cavern whose entrance was sealed by a boulder, pushed the boulder a few inches aside, and slipped in the gap. Before she left, she wrote the following verse: "To die while sitting, lying down, or standing is not unusual." Mrs. Pang simply let go and departed. With both hands, she pushed open a seamless rock and left without a trace. When we attain the wisdom to truly understand life and death, we, too, can pass away as painlessly and as effortlessly as some of the Chan masters we talked about today. With birth comes death. Whether we are Buddhists or not, we all still have to face death one day. Hopefully, with the Buddhist teachings, we can understand life, and therefore death. We should not fear death, for it is nothing but a natural phenomenon. When we have prepared in life, then we can be hopeful about what follows after death. We make provisions for everything in life. We keep a flashlight in case of emergencies or blackouts. We have an umbrella for rainy days. We pack food for long trips, and we change our wardrobe to prepare for the changing seasons. Likewise, we should prepare ourselves spiritually for the day when death comes knocking on our door. Not only should we have hope for the present, but we should also be mindful of life after death.